You need to have a little more faith in me.
No, none faith.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your Greggy. I know not every Greggy has got a Greggy like you.
I better Greg twice before I Greg my heart away. Say please, please, please don't Greg away. Before you knock me down with the Greggy boy blues. Before this river
becomes a Gregtion.
Before I Greg my heart up off the floor. Ooh, baby. And it comes down to the emotion. Take a strong Greg, baby, but I'm waiting for something more.
Cause you gotta have Greg, Greg, Greg.
Oh, gotta have Greg.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg. And of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, what's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I hate you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
That's Greggles. He's upset with me because he came walking over with Nick and Trey.
I didn't come over. No.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. They were already here.
You all were already here.
That's true.
And it was like walking into a bear trap because I walk up and everybody in the square area has to just then trash me.
I don't think it was more of a trash. I think it was just a good time, a little kick in the nuts.
Yeah, when you're
action.
Not the one getting kicked in the nuts, it's a good old time.
I get kicked in the nuts a lot.
Yeah, because you do a lot of stuff that's worthy of being kicked in the nuts.
So here's what happened. Me, Nick, and Trey were sitting around here at the desk, and Greggles comes walking up. He steps into the circle, and I look up, and I'm like, why are you wearing a giant, huge jacket that has fur around the hood? And then Nick made a joke that you looked like the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz.
Which I don't get, because I don't think the Cowardly Lion is gray.
It's just because you have fur that looks like a mane
That's
around your head.
That's not a good joke.
Well, it got laughs because it's kind of the truth. It looks like you look like a big, giant lion. A big, giant black lion. And then you have your fingerless gloves,
mm-hmm.
and your gray pants, your gray shirt, and your gray hat.
So
your black hat.
I look nothing like a lion.
No.
Just because I have fur on my hood.
And it was just kind of your demeanor, too. The way you walked up, like, you just had this look on your face that just opened the door for just everybody to start kicking. And my only thing was that I don't understand why you're wearing a big, huge jacket inside.
Because I was going to do the stupid show and leave. Am I going to carry the jacket in my hands? Why would I do that when I could just wear it?
How much time are you going to spend outside today that would warrant a huge jacket of that size?
Whenever I do go outside, I don't want to be cold.
Do you park your car outside?
Yes.
At your apartment?
Yes.
Okay. Then your big, huge jacket is justified. I was telling Jen earlier today.
I don't have a garage like a certain rich guy I know here that has a house.
Yeah, Nick. I mean, why?
That has a giant, huge house.
Nick has a giant, huge house. He's got a garage. I was telling Jen earlier, because she's on your side. She wears the big, huge jacket wherever she goes. I, for one, don't like big, huge jackets when I'm driving because they feel weird and they bunch up against my ears, and I don't find that they're necessary when I go from my big giant house and my big giant warm garage to my big giant nice warm car.
That's because you're a big giant rich person. So take your first world problems and stick it up your ass.
All right, so anyway, little Greggles, he got beat around a little bit, so he's kind of on edge, and I think on behalf of our friends, I apologize for being mean to you.
No, I don't want your apology.
Then no apology is given.
I don't even want you to bring it up.
All right.
Just shove it up your ass. Shove your jokes. Shove your not understanding why a person would wear a jacket in the winter.
It's just Texas winter, so to me it's not that cold.
It's 20 degrees outside.
I'm not going to spend any time outside today, so I don't need a big, giant, huge jacket. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to go for my car.
Bum, 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 bum,
inside.
Bum, 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 bum.
I think that there has to be somebody else that agrees with my logic. That
no.
I don't need a big, huge, giant jacket to go from my car to work to come inside.
Yeah, when your car is also 20 degrees, like it is outside, you need a jacket.
My car's going to be 20 degrees when I get out there later today. And all I'm going to do is I'm going to get in, I'm going to crank the heater. And then 30 minutes
yeah,
later.
There's nothing better than wearing no kind of protection. And plus, you're in a winter coat.
It's a sweater.
So stick it.
It's a sweater. It's not a big giant coat.
You're in a winter coat. You're trying to act like you're too cool for school. Like, you know those guys that'll wear shorts in the wintertime? They'll be like, I don't know, I'm not cold.
I'm not that guy.
I'm not cold.
Look, I understand.
You're trying to be that guy.
No.
You're coming off as a D-bag.
I will never.
Oh, I'm not, look at me. I'm not cold. Oh.
I'll never be that guy.
How cool is that?
If I'm going to spend time outside.
You don't wear shorts. So that's just the first issue.
I don't wear shorts.
But now your version of not wearing shorts is your version of this, where it's like, I don't understand winter coat. Oh, I don't know, cold.
I understand a winter coat if you're going to spend time outside.
You're a doucher.
No.
You are a doucher.
How much time are you going to spend outside today?
You're the nozzle of a douche.
See, you won't answer the question because you're not going to spend that much time outside.
Yeah, and in the time I am outside, I don't want to be cold. And guess what? I won't be cold.
All right. There you go.
I'm not going to have to touch my cold steering wheel with my hand. Got my gloves.
You don't have a heated steering wheel?
No, because I'm not a rich person.
I don't have a heated steering wheel either.
Everything in your entire life is heated.
Yeah.
Or cooled.
Yeah. Like the crack in my windshield. Yep. And
everything.
My cloth seats. My non-power windows.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So I put a picture up earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that I would explain this picture. Mm-hmm. Did you see the picture?
It's the bottom of a sink.
It's the bottom of a sink. So the faucet that we had at the house was starting to leak for some reason. The tube that goes down underneath the sink was leaking. So everything was getting wet under there. So we thought it'd be a good idea to order a new faucet. Have you ever had to replace a faucet on a sink?
No.
It's the worst thing that one human being could possibly ever do.
I don't think that's accurate.
You've never done it.
Have you ever worked in a coal mine? That might be the worst thing a human could do.
I'm talking about somebody that has first world problems like we do.
Hey, the richest man in the world sitting in front of me.
There are things that go on underneath
the
sink.
Just because you're bad at being a man doesn't
mean
you're not good at being a man.
You're taking this time to personally attack me. I don't appreciate
it. I am.
I don't appreciate your personal attacks.
You put me on the rotisserie. I'm putting you on it.
So, changing out a sink faucet.
You turn off the water. You unplug it. You unscrew the thing. Then you put it in. Put in the new one.
But the problem
is, screw the things back in.
The unscrewing part is what sucks. Because there's not much room.
It's got plumber's glue.
Well, there's a disposal that's sitting down in there.
Mm-hmm.
There are pipes mm-hmm. that are down in there. So you have to remove the pipe, and then the dirty sink water is dripping on your face, which is disgusting. And then you have to get in all kinds of weird, crazy angles to reach up there and unscrew the faucet head. And they put it on there so damn tight that it's almost impossible to get off.
Yeah.
So anyway, I spent a good 2 hours underneath my sink last night.
Why were you replacing the sink?
Because the old one was leaking.
Okay.
The tube had busted.
Okay.
So there you go. That's why I put that picture up there.
Lovely.
Aren't you glad that I told that story?
No.
Here's a quick hit for you.
Another bad JK.
Here's a quick hit for you. And this relates to the cold weather.
Okay.
And I don't understand the logic behind this either.
Okay.
In Chicago, the Chicago Zoo has moved their polar bears from the outside to the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see any flaw in that whole thing?
No.
They take a polar bear
mm-hmm.
and move it inside in Arctic cold temperatures.
Mm-hmm. This is a domesticated polar bear.
It's a polar bear.
Yeah, but like...
It's built to survive freezing cold weather.
Now, here's the thing. If you are made for something, but yet you haven't experienced it in your entire life, are you still going to be able to survive it?
Yes.
You've never once been able to... You've never been in it. Like, the polar bear has never experienced a temperature like that in its lifetime.
I don't think that it would even know the difference. Because it's a polar bear. It's mm-hmm. built to sustain those type of temperatures.
Okay.
And maintain.
Okay. But it's been, like, in 70 and 80 degrees, like, most days of the year.
Where
other polar bears are in the cold. Like, this is a polar bear that spent its whole life... Like, not in frozen temperatures. And then you're going to throw it into a frozen temperature.
It has the exact same makeup as a polar bear in the wild.
Yeah, but not the same body experience.
I think it would be all right.
That's why you're not a zoologist.
I think that they're just freaking out a little bit.
Well, I think that they're allowed to freak out. You don't want your polar bears to die.
But wouldn't you want your polar bear to experience what it was naturally put on this earth to experience?
Not if it's never going to do it again. Not if it hasn't before. What's the sense in that? Just let because it's a polar bear?
Let it live, bro. Let it live.
Live and let die?
Live and let live.
How do you know it's going to live? How do you know it's not going to die?
Well, you think? I think they should at least give it a chance to experience its own natural
again,
habitat.
Again, this is a terrible idea.
Why? It's a polar bear.
If you kept the polar bear in subarctic temperatures year-round, then it wouldn't matter. If you're fluctuating its temperatures, then it's going to something's going to bad's going to happen.
It's going to be like, "Oh, there's warm and cold." Okay, it's going to learn the difference between warm and cold.
You are the most frustrating person ever. This is again why you don't work at a zoo, cuz all the animals would be dead.
How you feed them? You pet them?
You feed the animals to the other animals.
You treat them well.
You treat them well. That's how you explain.
You take your guitar.
Yeah, you play.
You sing James Taylor songs out to them.
You put it on your face,
mm-hmm,
and you strum it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he sings James. But when you're singing James Taylor, do you plan on rocking?
This is after you've rocked out because you already know how to play the guitar.
Okay.
But when you pick the guitar up. You're not
another
immediately
horribly bad ideas
when you
and
pick,
thought processes.
The first time you pick a guitar up, you in your brain, you don't think.
Can we just
I'm
have a
rock
bit?
Some James
can
Taylor?
We have a bit of the show called Flawed Logic with Greg Jake, where you just do you see you make a statement like that, and it's just a example of flawed logic.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
It's flawed logic.
I've got lots of logic, but it's not flawed.
All of it is.
Nobody wants to pick up a guitar their first time ever and play a James Taylor song. It's
somebody
never happened.
Does.
No.
Somebody does. Somebody has.
They've played Smoke on the Water. They've learned a blues riff.
Before there was Smoke on the Water. What were people picking up the guitar and playing?
Not James Taylor. They were rocking out a little bit.
I don't think they were rocking out.
You don't know that. Nobody could ever prove that.
Nobody could ever prove that everybody needs to rock out when they first get their guitar.
When they first get their guitar, they rock out.
I don't think James Taylor picked up a guitar and went, I want to rock out on this.
Did James Taylor ever go to a Korean massage parlor and sing karaoke?
It wasn't a massage parlor.
Bathhouse?
It wasn't a bathhouse either.
What was it?
It was just a karaoke joint.
You sure?
Yeah. Just because it has Korean in the title doesn't mean it's a massage parlor.
Dennis Rodman's taking some people over to Korea. What do you think about that?
More basketball players. Are they playing like Harlem Globetrotter type games over there?
I think if the Koreans lose that game, they'll all be murdered. The Americans will be murdered.
No, they couldn't do that.
You don't think?
Do you think that if they murdered 11 Americans in North Korea that we wouldn't retaliate?
It's Dennis Rodman. Is he really a national treasure?
Yeah, but there's 11 Americans.
Nobody would ever know what happened to him because he'd feed them all to dogs. We would never know that they disappeared.
Again, flawed logic. What happens in there? Things go into your brain and they immediately just get like blended into whatever crazy pills you've gotten there.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow and on Twitter @GregAndGregShow and boo out. I love you, buddy.
Yep.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.